You are now listening to The Sexy Escort Guide, discussing everything fascinating about the world of paid companionship. And now, here is your sexy host, Exotic Vivian.
Hey guys, this is episode 114 of The Sexy Escort Guide podcast. I am your host, Vivian, and do I have a juicy news story for you? But before we begin, yes, I know it's been a hot minute since the last episode, but as you know, it is tax season, so I've been getting my books together and that has been keeping me super busy, not to mention that I also have clients that take up my time. I am a working girl after all. It's not an easy juggle, but I manage. But I do have some interesting topics coming down the pipeline, so stay tuned. I promise I will not disappoint. Okay, let's jump into this crazy news story. What's in the news?
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Today's episode is proudly sponsored by our diamond tier partner, Companion Tax and Accounting Services. If you've been tuning in, you've probably heard from the mastermind himself, the owner, Mr. Eric Palasek. This isn't just any tax firm, folks. It's a team that has got my full trust. Yes, they are the wizards I turn to for all things tax and bookkeeping services. Why? Because Companion Tax is tailor-made for us companions. They've been in business since 2011, setting the gold standard right out of South Florida. And guess what? They are licensed in all states. So whenever you're ready to elevate your financial plans and dive into the future with Companion Tax, head over to companiontax.com. Fill out their quick new client form and kickstart your financial success. This is from ABC News Houston, Texas, February 9th, 2024. Lamarque? Somebody correct me. Send me an email. Let me know the pronunciation. But I'm just going to say Lamarque. Lamarque police officer pays $5,000 bond for solicitation of prostitution charge, court's records show. A Lamarque police officer found himself on the wrong side of the law when Houston police accused him of trying to pay an undercover officer for sex. Mandela Mosley, 32, was arrested and charged with solicitation of prostitution. In Texas, that charge has been a felony since 2021. Wow. Police say that he offered an officer with the Houston Police Department's Vice Division $60 in exchange for oral sex. Eyewitness News knocked at Mosley's humble home, but no one came to the door. Shocker. The Lamarque Police Department posted several pictures of Mosley in January 2023 when it was welcoming him to the force. So he just joined like barely a year ago, just over a year. Crazy. The department referred ABC 13 to Houston Police for details of his arrest, but said he has been placed on administrative leave. Houston police referred Eyewitness News to court documents, which didn't specify how the topic of paying for sex came up or whether he was wearing his Lamarque police uniform and driving his Lamarque patrol car at the time. Mosley paid $5,000 bond and was released from jail. His court appearance was scheduled for Monday, February 9th. Of course, I will leave the link to the article in the show notes. I'm not even that vested to want to keep up with this news or whatever, but if you are, you can always go to the DOJ Houston website and find out for me and keep me updated. So first of all, I got to give it up to our girl Karma for doing what she does best, because imagine harassing consenting adults for engaging in a mutually beneficial transaction that hurts no one. Imagine arresting adults that are just minding their business and hurting no one when they're actually criminals walking around very ballsy in these here United States. Only to turn around and get not only arrested for the same thing that you're going around arresting people for, but now you are embarrassed to your entire community. Your face is plastered everywhere. How fucking embarrassing for you. And $60 for oral sex, like, let's be fucking for real, people. Really? I mean, I get they don't pay cops very well, but really? And I bet you he's the type that would have tried to not pay the girl, coercing her to comply by threatening to arrest her, because I've heard stories like that as well. they always prey on the girls that work on the streets, which I'm assuming this is where he found this person if he was patrolling and he was able to run into an undercover cop, because they didn't say they organized a sting. I'm assuming he was driving around and found somebody to pay $60 for oral sex. Wow. I mean, maybe if the police start busting more of their own officers, they will finally realize that there are more important things in this world to give their attention to. Because you got to bust like 1, 2, 3 police officers and then you're going to be like, okay, well, maybe we should focus on something else, because now this is just embarrassing the entire force. Like, this is just too comical and ridiculous at the same time. And my heart goes out to all the ladies in Harris County. I hope the law never finds you. And then if you go on the website, you should read the hilarious comments on the local news website where this was posted. I'm just going to read a few so you can get a feel for it. But I'm also going to post this on the show notes. Someone said, ha ha ha, dumbass. Another one said, solicited an undercover officer and offered to pay them $60. Shouldn't that be $120 for them? Another person said, what a dumb cop. Another person said, funny, they don't identify the undercover police officer as male or female, just them. And you know what? I went back to read it and that's correct. It did say them, but I'm assuming it was still a girl. But hey, maybe they're homophobic and didn't want to say he was busted by a guy. I don't fucking know, but this is just crazy. And then someone who looks like he knows the law said, in Harris County, the chances that he gets convicted are less than 5%, according to the district attorney's own public press release. The state increased the penalties as a part of a campaign against human trafficking, and that was in quotes, presumably believing that all or most sex workers are forced into the business despite historical proof to the contrary. And the grant money is so lucrative that cop agencies simply label the same old stings as efforts to fight it. Most such cases are tossed before even having a trial, or they offer a public nuisance plea because local juries think this is a waste of time unless an element of coercion is proven or the sex worker is underage. Duh, we've been saying this for how long? So yeah, he's gonna walk, but still, he's still embarrassed. I mean, they still showed his mugshot on the news and he's probably gonna have to transfer or he might get fired. Who knows? Someone said, I bet he was a regular on Bissonnet. I'm guessing that's like a popular blade. Another person said, state jail felony, 180 days to 2 years if convicted. And that's a big if. And then someone said, wow, drunk drivers get less time. See, there are people actually causing harm to other people and they're not getting everything thrown at them like this ridiculous charge. And then someone said, I'm betting the undercover was a guy since the article didn't clarify. Is Houston, Texas that homophobic that they couldn't say it? What's the big deal? Someone said, blowjobs are against the law. Wow, damn. Another person said, after working 8-hour shifts, writing a few tickets, and eating a dozen donuts, I'll be in line too. Oh my goodness. Someone said, well, it says oral sex. He just wanted to talk about BJs. And then it says, with crime out of control and a nationwide officer shortage, we're using police resources to catch people paying for BJs. Absurd. And then someone said, grab an application to the guy that just said this. Someone said he couldn't resist the oldest profession. Police need love too. I mean, I have no issues with police needing love. I just don't care for them being hypocrites and trying to bust people for the crimes that they're committing. Like, that's ridiculous. And then another person said, out of all the crimes committed in Houston, only this one has undercover cops in it. When you dress a girl with a prostitute clothing, desperate men will come up to her. Stop doing this. Go catch the real criminals. In Europe, prostitution is legal. You know, paid sexual conduct is in on all the clubs and after-hours strip clubs. Why won't you undercover those? Cops work for those clubs and see everything. Some of those clubs are not licensed. Do something about those first. Such hypocrite piece of shit. Okay, somebody's pissed. But I don't blame them because this is ridiculous. And then someone said, this is why Houston Police Department wants Bissonnet all to themselves. I'm assuming this is a popular street where the girls work, because this is the second time somebody mentioned it. And then someone wrote, until something of more substance is offered, I'm going to give this man the benefit of the doubt. I think the state making solicitation a state jail felony was a huge mistake. But after the initial report used to embarrass the guy, we rarely hear a peep about how the case was dismissed or how a grand jury no-billed him. Let's see the video, Houston Police Department, the entire video in case it was the undercover cop who solicited him. They might cut that part out as they have tried in the past. And skip hearing how you saved the community from a vicious predator. Other media sources have indicated that the cop was placed on administrative leave, but I doubt we'll see many updates on this one. I mean, he's not lying. And somebody responded to him, agreed, felony charges for simple solicitation is over the top. The previous law addresses activity reasonably and in line with what the other states do. Most assault charges are misdemeanors, along with vehicle burglaries and theft. See? They're misdemeanors, but somehow prostitution is a felony. Soliciting prostitution is a felony. Ridiculous. And then the guy responded, I compare this to when passing a school bus went from a traffic ticket to a county-level misdemeanor. Previous to the change, thousands of cases were made, fines paid, defensive driving classes taken per year to a handful of charges per year, where the assigned prosecutor would cringe at the thought of moving forward, and the juries did not want to find anyone guilty unless the offender nearly hit a kid or something. If someone is forcing another to have sex for money, throw away the key. But given almost the entire world recognizes legalized prostitution between consulted adults, this is a recipe for disaster. I wholeheartedly agree. This one's funny. This person said, hey, it's the 21st century. Time is a very valuable commodity these days. And with the dating pool being green and slimy because of low quality, single, liberal, millennial, and Gen Z females out there, sure, blame the women. This must be an incel. I have no problem if a man cuts out the middleman, skip the date, give her the money you will spend on her dinner and drink, get the deed done, and then shoo her away. And a BJ is certainly a safe bet, protecting the guy from her claiming she needs a couple of grand to pay for an abortion or try to hook him for child support. Well, somebody's bitter. I love how he's blaming the girls, but I bet you if this was the other way around, he would have something different to say. And then someone posted, was it one or more officers or an officer and a known prostitute with her? The article is confusing. Further, was he in uniform seeking relief? I bet his jaw dropped to the floor in shock. Yeah, I bet his jaw did. Someone said, goodness, paying for this? There's so many that would do it for free. Yeah, they are, but sometimes free is expensive. And then someone wrote, in order to stop sexual assault crimes, all forms of prostitution must be classified as a crime. Who are the predators 99% of the time? Who are dominant and abusive perpetrators? Well, this person doesn't know what the fuck they're talking about. It's like throwing away the baby with the bathwater, if you've heard that saying. And then someone posted, if the prostitute is attractive, chances are they're a cop. He clearly has not been around long. And then someone wrote, well, duty calls. Oh, geez. And then lastly, someone wrote, cops deserve twice the punishment when breaking the law. It is a slap in the face to all the people who put their trust in them. I mean, I'm just saying, if they're going to arrest people for the same crimes, then they should get the same amount of harshness that these other people would get. So, yeah. My name is Vivian Lewis, and this has been TSEGP News. No, seriously, this story was just too bizarre not to share. What do you guys think about this? Be sure to comment on our Instagram and Twitter pages under this post. And I have also posted a poll on Spotify, so be sure to go vote. On that note, though, I really need your help with engagement, guys. I see the number of people that listen to the show, and it just doesn't correlate with the social media pages. We have thousands of people from all over the globe that listen to this podcast. So please, all it takes is a few seconds of your day to like, repost, and share the content. I would really appreciate it if you do. Thank you so much. Because, like, we're not even getting barely 20 likes on our post. And I think that's crazy for the amount of people that consume this content. I know you probably don't think it matters because you're enjoying it. And I appreciate that you're listening and enjoying it. But if you could please, please, please engage with us a little bit more on social media, I would appreciate it. Just Twitter and Instagram. And feel free to send me stuff on there too so I can post on stories. Like, feel free to engage. If you have any questions you want to talk about on the show, if you have any topics that you want to discuss on the show, please share it with me because this is all about us. Like, I do this for us and our community because I want us to thrive, you know, I don't want us to be like, you know, when we were coming up and we had no one and nowhere to turn to. This is supposed to be our resource. So please, please, please engage with the show. I appreciate you for listening. Thank you so much. And I will catch you on the next episode. Have a great week. Bye.
Be sure to follow the show on Twitter at TSEG Podcast and on Instagram at TSEGP. Join our Patreon page for exclusive videos on dating, sugaring, and freestyling tips for both the gentlemen and ladies. Patreon.com/TSEGP. Follow your host Vivian on Twitter and Instagram at Exotic Vivian. Please leave the show a 5-star rating on iTunes. Until next time, keep it sexy and stay receptive.